This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What does it mean?
Battle of the recorders. Yeah.
They're like squirrels.
Helen, before we start, I'm instructed to give you a shout-out from Halifax Grammar School.
Oh.
My brother-in-law teaches there.
Who's your brother-in-law?
His name is Gillis. He teaches drama in 12th grade.
Okay. Wasn't there when I was there.
Maybe not. But I was ordered more or less at gunpoint.
That's very funny. Well, thanks. Hello back. How's drama?
Good. I guess.
Class. Sorry.
So how quickly, upon reading the script, were you like, I want to do this project?
You retain.
You spoke first. You waited.
Well, no, you were always telling. You were always saying how quickly after
right,
you read the script.
When I read the script, it just blew my mind, yeah. And I fell totally in love with it, and I just really wanted to be a part of it.
How quickly?
Oh, how quickly? I don't know. Page four. No, I mean that's exaggerating. Probably. But one of those things where immediately when you started reading it, like, you knew it was something special. And then the more you read, the more it surprised you, and the more you realized it was devoid of stereotype. And
I really liked the format of the script. It was not written like a script.
Yeah.
It was like it didn't look like she was trying to write it like a script. It was more like a book. You know? Do you remember that? Like, I remember certain paragraphs were just, like, broken up oddly, and that kind of... I was like, oh, this is... it's not like reading a script. It's more like a book. That kind of made me want to do the movie. I thought, well, if it's written oddly, then... If it's not written like a script, it's got to be a good movie. And, now I found out that that's not the way to make a decision. It's not a lesson that I'll soon forget.
What did each of you like most about your characters? What about that character really caught your eye?
I really liked that my character was just kind of immediately left out of the equation. Like, I didn't have any sort of control in the matter. And it's like, you know, a movie that takes course over 9 months or so, and I'm just the whole time... just not aware of what's going on and have no control over it, so that kind of, I thought that would be fun to do.
I was excited about this character because I felt like it was a teenage female lead that we just never seen before, and although she was incredibly unique and witty and all of these things, she was also, you know, very genuine, and it all felt just very sincere.
I have a friend who I had to drag to go see Knocked Up because she was saying, well, why wouldn't she just get an abortion? And so sort of the same thing, I'm going to have to drag her to this because this is a great film and she's going to love it, but it's going to be a sort of a you know, come on, you got to see it. What do you say to people who sort of say, you know, is this pro-life? Is this...
No, I think it approaches it in an extremely democratic way. Diablo Cody wasn't writing a script about a 16-year-old girl that got an abortion. She was writing a script about a 16-year-old girl that got pregnant, decided to have the baby and give it to a yuppie, uptight couple for adoption. That's what the movie's about. It's not...
You just ruined
it. Saying? Sorry. And I think she dealt with it a democratic way. She goes to the clinic and... you know, deals with it in a, you know, relatively nonchalant manner, and the reason she decides to leave is actually just because of some random weird reason. It's about fingernails, so yeah.
Was there any discussion of the larger issue during the filming, or were you just focusing totally on the characters and the situation?
No discussion. I didn't even think about it when I read the script, and then, you know, we were shooting the movie and someone was like, boy, press is gonna be fun, and I didn't really know what they were talking about, because to me it's just... You know, and the film shows it as an extremely viable option, which is obviously the most important thing for young individuals.
Was it the conscious choice on your part to play her sort of... She starts off very knowing and, you know, there's a lot of kind of pithy comebacks for people, and then as her pregnancy proceeds, she becomes kind of more vulnerable and kind of more her age in a way, you know. Was that a conscious choice to try and play it like that? Or is that something that was in the script or a piece of direction you were saying?
I don't know. I mean, things all come together in whatever process they come together in. And I feel like, you know, yeah, a lot of a big part of being young is a kind of, you know, maybe some arrogance and not really even necessarily on purpose. It's just that that's when you're developing an independent mind and you're learning a lot at kind of an intense, rapid, raw rate. And, you know, Juno obviously goes on a pretty, you know, intense journey. I mean, the film doesn't overdo the intensity of it, which is one of the reasons why I like the film, but, yeah, she definitely, there's a lot of personal growth in such an extremity of a situation.
When you were making the film on set, did you know when you were filming it that this is going to be a special film? Did you feel it when you were making it?
I think I was really excited and thought it would be really good. And I noticed Jason was doing a lot of cool things, and you know, and he had just had a baby, and I think that was really contributing to his. You know, he always had, like, I feel Ellen's stomach in one scene. He was like, "Man, that's like the craziest feeling." It's like, you have no idea what this feels like. You have to be like, your mind has to be blown by this. And so that helped a lot, you know. I mean, yeah, I think I felt really good about it when it, you know, I knew it was a good script and I really liked it and thought it had the potential to be really good. And I think I felt it was going well when we were doing it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I thought you had something.
I pretty much agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good script, good people coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good vibes all around.
I'm curious about the tone of the movie, because it could so easily turn into one of those twee, quirky indie movies, and it doesn't. It sort of keeps itself, you know, right the whole time. Is that something that you guys are really focusing on, not making yourselves too, you know, quirky and cute? When you were making the movie, something Jason was focusing on? I'm just curious sort of how the tone came together.
Yeah, you make a good point. It's really crucial to achieve that balance with a film like this, because it is unique and witty, and then there's the tendency to force that, and yeah, it becomes contrived, and I know the feeling, like, give me a fork that I can stab in my eye in those kinds of movies. And so it was about, I think it has a lot to say, Jason's directing style and the cast he put together. Michael, Jason Bateman, Jen, Allison, JK, they're all so funny. It's so understated and extremely sincere, and it was just about bringing the sincerity and the honesty into it.
What was the level of improv on this? I mean, so much of the dialogue is so naturalistic. Is that all Diablo, or is there improv on set?
I think a lot of it was pretty stuck to the script.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a lot of the, you know, watching the movie, a lot, I remember a lot of those being, you know, exactly how they were in the script. A lot of my favorite lines in the movie, and yeah, there was never really a need for it. I mean, it always felt really, you know, like everything was there and felt, you know, great running the scenes. And yeah, I think everyone was so excited about the script that, you know, just being able to do it as it was enough, you know.
I'm curious how your life has been going this year with the success of Superbad, and, you know, we saw you at Comic-Con, and that was like a, you know, rock production down there.
Right.
How's your life been this year?
Pretty good. yeah, I mean...
I'm just basically looking for you to comment on or talk about a little bit about the success you're having.
Mm-hmm.
The whole year, it seems like you've been involved in a lot of good projects.
Yeah, I mean... you know... it's been good. I mean... I have no control over it. I mean, Superbad was a lot of fun to work on and make, and that was great. I mean, you know, it'd be easier to talk about that, I think, than... Like, I have no idea about the rest of this stuff. I mean, yeah, it did pretty well, I guess, and everyone was happy, and it was great, yeah.
You've
done a lot of comedy, Michael, and I'm just wondering if that's... if you feel like that's somewhere you want to, you know, continue pursuing, or
if the right, if things come along that are good, and, you know, I guess it's just more about if something's good or not, yeah, the scripts, yeah.
Did you guys rehearse for this, or do you believe in rehearsal? Do you like to just kind of get on set and kind of find it as it happens? Or?
Do we?
Very minimally. Yeah. Minimally.
Yeah.
Minimal.
Wasn't a lot.
It wasn't too much.
Not the... It wasn't maximal.
More about just getting to know each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it depends on projects.
Probably.
What sort of things did you guys do to try and, you know, bond and kind of...
It was minimal.
Sort of
it was pretty minimal.
There was some Wii playing.
Yeah, that's... What else? I mean...
I boxed Dan and I beat him.
Yeah.
We went to the aquarium.
Yeah, that's true. Went to the Vancouver Aquarium.
Went to the aquarium.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Watched some movies.
Oh, Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer.
That's a funny movie.
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Robin Hood Men in Tights, yeah. There was some bonding over that.
Some other stuff. Yeah, I guess that was it.
Some walks, you know.
Some walks.
Walks. Sun was setting.
Yeah.
Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took any time to get into the fat suit?
No, no, it's called pregnancy, by the way. I'm teasing you. It's like almost like a corset in the back. It didn't take much time. Yeah.
Can you talk about your character's sort of relationship with Mark and sort of maybe his feelings towards her? Because there's some ply that maybe he...
Yeah, it's ambiguous,
yes.
If I may.
Yeah.
I think my job in that sense was a lot easier. I think Jason Bateman had a much more difficult line to walk down because, you know, I'm playing a character and there's a line in the film where Juno says, I just like being a piece of furniture in your weird life. And I think that's very much the way she felt. This situation she'd found herself in gave her a portal into adulthood, a portal into being a part of that, which I think when you're 16 is something that's exciting about growing up and what have you. And so I think she was just kind of infatuated by him and was there and really was naive in understanding that whole other aspect of the situation. And I think it's two people that respect each other's individual situation. Do you know what I mean? Jason Bateman would love Jason Bateman. Mark's character is... sees Juno in a sense of promise and a sense of freedom and something that he's, you know, he feels trapped in his adulthood, I guess.
Yeah. So. Did you guys have many conversations about how to kind of avoid the sort of dirty old man vibe so it kind of feel like a prequel to Hard Candy? Or,
Yeah, we cut out, there's a scene where I kind of attacked him in the basement, but that's, you know, it'll be on the DVD. No, I think, again, I think it was a lot, you know, Jason Bateman kind of had the harder side of that, and he talked a lot with Reitman about it, and, yeah, it was just about, again, maintaining that balance, and it's you know, kind of purposely ambiguous, I think.
What do you think of Mark? Do you think he's an asshole?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think he's...
That's a funny question.
I don't at all. I think he's a, you know, he's, he, you know, he feels trapped in his life, and yeah, the timing wasn't great, but these things happen, and if the situation had remained, it probably would have been a much more unhealthy environment to bring up a child, so, right. Yeah.
Can you guys talk about what you have coming up? Or...
I'm working on a movie right now in New York called Nick and Nora.
I was going to ask you how that's going.
Going well, yeah. I think it's probably going to come out in like a year or something. I think hopefully it'll be good.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a guy and a girl meet, and it takes place in one night, and meet in New York and kind of spend the night driving around New York City looking for this band. That's it.
Okay.
One more question, guys.
I was just wondering, how close is the personality of your character consistent with your personality? Was it something like, hey, you know, I'm a smart aleck too, and it's this written down kind of in script form, or is it like you pretty much put yourself into that persona for the role?
I think, I don't know, it's an interesting question, though. How do you relate? You get it no matter what character you play. And I feel like whenever anyone is honest and whole and well-written... you're going to be able to connect to that person because we're all kind of made up of the same stuff. And I think that's always one of the really powerful things about approaching each individual character and role in film. And with Juno in specific, it's again, it's like, you know, in some ways I'm like her, in some ways I'm not. It's, you know.
How about you with your character in this?
Did I relate to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'd react if I were in this situation, you know. But, yeah, I think I'd be terrified and, you know, I'd really feel like I don't know what to do. And I think he's, you know, just really scared, and that's probably how I would react to this.
Safe to say you've never been in
this. Right, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Do people still think you got fired from Knocked Up?
I don't know. I don't know. People really... I can't believe that people think that
people
those
really,
things are real. Yeah, it's
really
crazy.
Believed it, yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you have coming up next.
Yeah, I have another film coming out in April called Smart People. It's premiering at Sundance. And I'm also shooting, hopefully, a film this spring called Jack and Diane, which is with Olivia Thirlby, who plays Leah in Juno. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So is that the prerequisite now? You have to be BFFs in all the films? BFFs, best friends forever.
Oh, we were attached to that film before. I knew her before Juno, actually. So I've known her for a little while. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you both.
Thanks, guys.